Good evening, Audio Boo. It is a little bit before 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 27th of January. And my first Audio Boo since I've been back to work after my holiday. Only 2 days in. And it's not quite got to the point of, doesn't feel like I've ever been away yet, but I'm sure that will come later in the week. Normally it has by this time, so I think that's a pretty good sign. And a few people at work have been saying, oh, you look really well after your holiday, it's obviously done you good. I don't know whether that's because the holiday's really done me good, or the fact that I shaved my beard off last week, so I'm all, well, relatively clean shaven. There's a couple of days growth there because I'm fairly lazy when it comes to shaving, hence why I normally wear a beard. But so I don't know whether it's just that, because having been ill sort of the end of last week and over the weekend, I certainly don't feel 100% still. So I'm very surprised if I look well, if that makes sense. Anyway, on the job front, there's not much to report really. I know a few things that I can't talk about to anybody yet, which don't really tell me much, so it's kind of pointless even to talking about them, and I can't, so I'm not going to, if that makes sense. And really it's just getting back into the swing of things. I'm certainly enjoying having the lighter evenings at the moment. Coming home and being able to take the dogs out for a walk is always very good therapy, mentally as well as physically, because obviously the exercise does me good, but it's also an opportunity just to chill a bit before really sort of settling down for the evening. Oh, that's the cooker alarm. I will be back shortly. Okay, sorry about that. I'm back. Where was I? I don't know. That was the cooker alarm. Basically, I'm cooking chicken en croûtes this evening with some vegetables on the side, and they're in the oven wrapped in foil, which is, you know, great to start with, but you need to unwrap them at a certain point so that the pastry cooks properly and browns on top, which is what the alarm was set for, to tell me that it was time to take the foil off. So that's what I've just been to do. Work, can't remember what I said. I was listening to Nancy's Boo earlier, and she said she doesn't normally play them back and listen to them. I don't tend to either. The only time I tend to do that is partway through, if I've done what I've just done, which is forgotten what I've been talking about. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to roll with it this evening and carry on recording, because normally that's what I do. Sit down, burble for between 5 and 10 minutes, and then just upload. I did play back some of my recordings as part of the Wilson book that I'm writing, because there's obviously a few boos about him that were kind of key points, and I've just been playing those back and listening to them to sort of prompt my memory for some of the words for the text. Speaking of listening to other people's boos, I upgraded my software on my iPhone last night, which managed to wipe all of iTunes from the iPod part. So this morning when I went to listen to everybody's boos that I thought I downloaded to my phone, I found they weren't there. However, as I was kind of early enough for the train, I could actually stand at the station and listen to them through the Audio Boo app. So I've been catching up with those this morning. Nancy, I'm really sorry to hear about your friend. That's fairly terrible news. I hope, you know, everything goes well and she feels better soon, and get, you know, gets 100% recovery. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. But do take your car to the garage, please. The coolant is important. It does exactly what it says. It keeps the car cool and stops it overheating, but also, if you haven't got the right levels, potentially if we have the kind of snow and stuff, it can also lead to the engine, the radiator freezing. Either of those are bad things, because it could lead to the engine overheating and seizing. So, yeah, cheaper to get your coolant checked than get a new engine or a new car. Will, nice just to hear your boos. I'm sure that the shower curtain was nothing to do with you. Absolutely 100% sure. I have managed to do something fairly similar myself. But that's another longer story. And Neil, a Monday boo as well as a Friday boo. Excellent. What I was wondering, though, was you mentioned the Last FM podcast based on your iPod scrobbles. I'd be really interested to know a little bit more about that, because that's not something I've come across before. And, I mean, to be honest, my scrobbling to Last FM is mostly podcasts and audio boos, with very occasionally things like movie soundtracks and things like that. And as you know, Will well knows, if I'm not listening to any of that, he gets to be number one in my Last FM playlist. So, you know, if there is a something that prompts me to listen to new things, I'd be very interested to know a bit more about that. That's about it, I guess. I need to sign off because I suspect that the veggies will nearly be ready. And shortly the alarm on the cooker will be going again to tell me that the chicken en croûte are cooked. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good day or a good evening. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.